In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only. For more details, see the episode description.
Q-Code presents Ad Lucem, starring Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, and Troyan Belisario. Created by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Episode 8, The Nest.
Sit in front of the fire there. Angelica, will you get Phil some tea?
Sure.
Thank you. She's fine. She's coming down from some heavy drugs, and she'll be fine.
Isn't that right, Phil? Phil?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bo, water.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You remember Angelica and Bo?
You were
in the circle with you last night. They all were.
What is this? A cult?
I told you. We are a group of like-minded individuals.
It sounds like a cult.
We believe we are a movement.
Towards what?
A future unencumbered by the curse of technology. A future of this. Face to face. After I turned away from the church, I began looking for other people who had lost their loved ones, their jobs, and their lives to automation. People who lost their way because of the disinformation of Facebook or the endless rabbit holes of YouTube or the indoctrination of 8chan. I quickly discovered I was not alone.
So, what, 10 people on a farm want to return to the Stone Age?
You think the only members of this movement stand here in this room before you? We have hundreds. Soon it will be thousands. And we want retribution.
Here's your tea.
I am not going to drug you. You did a fine enough job of that yourself. Come. Come.
Would you like some lentils, Phil?
I'm not hungry.
You have it.
Leave her, Angelica. Yeah, let's take each other's hands. Take her hand, Phil. I don't care if you eat, but you must do this. Each one of us has given freely of their time and energy to be at this table. Each of these hands has contributed to bring this meal forth. Each of these hearts beat for the betterment of all. I am grateful to be here with you.
And I am
with you.
How long are you planning to keep me here?
We're heading back to the city tomorrow. We'll take you then. In the meantime, Why don't you enjoy the break? Feel the quiet of the farm. Get to know those around you.
Sure. Sounds good. Just that being kidnapped and tied to a chair isn't exactly my idea of a relaxing vacation.
You are funny, Phil. I can see why people like you as their Kara. You're very comfortable playing the fool.
Yeah. My dad always said I would have been the village idiot.
I didn't say that. The fool was the court jester, a very important job. Everyone in the court had a place in the hierarchy under the king, except the fool. He could be at the bottom, he usually was, but in the blink of an eye, he could climb to the side of the throne and whisper right in the king's ear. Things no one else could have said. He could influence the direction of a nation by wrapping his words in a veil of humor. Speaking truth to power, that was the fool's job.
And you think I can do that?
I think you already do.
All right, then. How about I start with you?
I am not a king.
But you're the leader of a movement.
For the moment. What would you like to say?
I don't think you'll be able to stop Lusum.
Why?
Or maybe you can stop it, but it won't matter. Like you said, the problem isn't just Kara, it's Meta and TikTok. It's Reddit.
It's a start.
You can't just get rid of the internet.
Why not?
Bo, or whatever your name is, you said your kids don't want to talk to anyone without a screen, right?
I'll ask you not to speak about my children.
Okay, but if you took away the internet, it wouldn't solve the problem. It's not the screens. They just don't want to talk to you.
My children are innocents who have been indoctrinated by viruses like you. And when the world is clean of your kind, they will be happier, they will be safer, and they will be better for it.
Jesus. Sorry.
You are not forgiven.
Do you see the pain this has caused? To Bo? To me? Everyone at this table has been damaged, isolated, or bereaved by your work. Ridding the world of Kara is a good start, but it is far from the end.
So then, what is your plan? How do you destroy a whole company?
Like I said, we speak truth to power.
To Miranda? You think you can just tell her to stop?
I can't. But maybe a fool could.
Greymour. Greymour.
And Philomel's her first name?
Yes, or Phil.
Let me check. Hold on.
Hey, Will, give me 2 seconds.
Yep.
Nope. Sorry. I'm not seeing anything under that name in the last 36 hours.
Thank you for your time. Yeah.
Hey.
Anything?
I tracked your phone to some Buddhist temple in Chinatown.
Can you get down there?
I am here now, and I found her cell in the garden by their front door.
Well, can you get into it?
No, it's Phil. What do you think? Now I'm really freaked out. I mean, I'm starting to worry. She loses a ton of shit, but never her phone. A dude handing out pamphlets said he saw Phil with an older woman that he sees come around here sometimes, but that can't be Phil, right? At a temple?
Did he say anything else?
No, that's it. He saw them go in, but then his shift ended before they came back out. I don't know. I'm going to head back to Lusum and see if anyone's heard from her, and I'll keep trying to get into her phone.
Yeah, I'll let you know if I hear anything.
I need her to be safe.
She will be.
Where would you like to go next?
Call Detective Sikowski.
Calling Detective Sikowski.
Mr. McDonough is about to call you.
You find her?
No, but I can put more bodies on if you file missing persons.
Not yet. I might be overreacting. I'll let you know. What do you have?
Toxicology on your boy Nick. They ruled out an overdose.
They did?
Yeah.
So what was it?
Cardiac arrest. Looks pretty conclusive. I sent a couple guys back to his place, still no sign of a note.
What about forced entry?
Wife and kids came home, door was unlocked, and they found him in the bathroom.
Did anything seem off?
No. Place was clean. Are you thinking this is something else? Dominic?
What the hell is that?
Incentive.
A fucking bomb?
You want to go back to the city? Tomorrow we will drive you back and let you speak to Miranda. This van will be parked underneath the building. You convince her to dissolve the company, or we will do it for you.
Francis, this is insane.
It's time for a change.
No, the people, that building is full of innocent people. You can't
people
just...
People like you.
You can't do this. I can't do this. I won't be able to convince Miranda.
All right, then. Why don't you make a better suggestion?
Oh my God. You want to destroy Lucem. You want to drive away users. You want them to hate Kara. You want to break their trust.
How?
Kara is supposed to be your best friend. She's supposed to be there for you, to listen to you, never judge you. And I've had people tell me their deepest, darkest secrets, thinking that I would keep them safe, thinking that they were protected. And I have, for years. We all have. But there are recordings. Every Kara session is recorded and stored on site. Miranda didn't feel safe outsourcing anything to a cloud or server farm, so it's all stored at headquarters in this room called The Nest. And if I can figure out a way to get in there, I can leak the files and I can make every Kara session public, and no one would ever trust Lucem again.
Why every file? Why not just a handful as a warning?
You worried about privacy? You just told me that you want to blow up the whole building.
The clients who use Kara are being exploited. They're innocent people like my son who deserve better.
A small leak can be patched and forgotten. Facebook had one. They paid fines, they rebranded. Do you want the destruction to be total? Irreparable?
Yes.
Then I have to leak every file.
Tea?
Coffee if you have it.
Yeah. Let me know if you want stronger.
Thanks. Miranda, we need to talk about a few things.
If it's about the launch, I can't think about it until we find Phil.
Nick. It's about Nick. His toxicology came back clean. They're saying it was cardiac arrest. A massive heart attack.
I know what it means.
Do you?
Excuse me?
They're gonna say he died of natural causes.
That sounds like what it was.
No. No, I don't think so. I'd like to open my own internal investigation. With your permission, of course.
Why?
He left a note.
I thought they said there was no
for
note.
Me.
What did it say?
That he was in danger.
Nick suffered from paranoia.
You told me it was his decision to leave, yes? That you parted ways amicably?
What are you implying?
That maybe he had a reason to be afraid.
Of me?
I didn't say that.
Then what are you saying?
I think Teresa would want to know if her husband was killed, don't you?
I admire you, Dominic. You believe in justice. That there is a right and a wrong. That there is some kind of logic to this place. And you have to. For Addison. You must see an order in this chaos, otherwise what is she left with? But between grown-ups, let's not pretend that a platitude like justice exists, or order. Not the way you mean. Even if you manage to find the truth and hold it over your head for all to see, for Nick's family, it wouldn't change a single thing. Not a bird in a tree.
Why are you protecting him?
I am not. I'm protecting you and Teresa and those kids. They lost their father. That's hell enough. Now you want to put them through an investigation, possibly a murder trial, more loss, more fear. Don't do that to them. Don't do that to yourself.
Miranda.
If someone were to have done the unthinkable to Nick, that someone is already exactly where they belong, and I will make it my life's work to make sure they never get out. Now, I'm gonna get changed for bed. If you wouldn't mind staying and sitting with me, that would...
No. If you want me to find Phil, I need to keep looking.
I'll see you in the morning, yes? Dominic.
How many hospitals did you check?
I don't know.
I called Phil 38 times and emailed her.
Addie, stop.
I'm really scared, Dad.
I know, sweetheart. I know. Me too. But I'm gonna find her, okay? You with your mom?
Yeah, she's letting me watch any movie I want.
Give her a hug for me.
Dad, if we do go to California, where will you go? Like, will you come?
Yeah, of course I'll come. I'll take you to Disneyland if you want. We can ride the teacups till I puke.
Ooh.
I gotta go, sweetie. I'm gonna find her. I love you.
I love you too.
Leave me alone with these fucking checks.
Inmate 304.
Can't sleep.
Got something for you.
What's this?
What's it look like?
I already got shoes.
I guess somebody thought you could use a pair of laces. You're good till morning. Sweet dreams.
Phil. Van leaves in 10 minutes. Phil.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Thank you for picking me up.
Yeah.
What if I could project the sunrise? Presence can bring people to you, wherever you are, but we need more than just people. We need sunlight, the wind. What if, instead of a seasonal depression lamp on a desk, I could make you feel the sun inside your apartment? Or a thunderstorm? The elements from Ad Lucem Oi.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, I was just wondering what Nick would have thought. The new machine article's up.
Read it. Please.
The field of technology has had its great showmen and women throughout the ages. Nikola Tesla, Steve Jobs, inventors who have turned miracles into the mundane matter we hold in our hands. It has also had its fair share of snake oil salesmen and grifters. Miranda Skoll and her latest car creation presence fall squarely into the company of the latter.
Give it to me. This is a death knell.
Don't give it too much stock. We're delaying
the... Delaying was a mistake. I can't wait for Phil. People need a chance to have their own experience.
Miranda, calm down.
We need to release presents.
Now is not the time. All people will think of is that party.
Yeah, that's why we need to give it a new story.
Lombard hasn't even gone to trial. We don't know what kind of charges they're going to bring against the company.
I
we need to...
Yesterday.
Listen to me. Stick to your plan. Phil will show. You'll give the company a chance to shake this off. You can release presents in a year or two under a new name.
A year?
Miranda, you are not in control of the narrative.
Then who the fuck is?
You have reached your destination.
Presents is being released. Today.
Miranda, you are being reactionary and you need the board's approval.
Yes, I need the approval of a handful of men to run my own company. You don't have to remind me.
Good morning, Miss Skoll.
What? Who the fuck are you?
My name is Amanda. I'm your temp from the agency.
Where's Frances?
Who?
The woman who was you 2 days ago.
She never showed yesterday. I'm sure that the agency sent a temp.
And still nothing on Phil? The two people who could be extremely helpful at the moment have suddenly vanished? Do you think you could do your job and fucking find them?
Is it safe to drive with rigged explosives?
That's why you're riding with us and Francis is following behind.
Great, so you guys are just cool with dying?
I'm not afraid to. If it means there'll be change.
What about your kids?
I asked you not to speak about my children.
No one has to die today, Phil. That's up to you.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Hey, Miranda.
Thank you all for making the time. I know you are very busy, and a meeting of this nature is not at the top of everyone's list today, but to have the board in its entirety is necessary to determine next steps. Now, I have no doubt many of you have already read the article. I admit, choosing Mr. Amati was a misstep.
A misstep? We're in free fall here, Miranda.
I hear that, Emerson. That's why we're here. I want to get presents into the hands of our subscribers as soon as possible. Today, if we can all agree.
I thought we were delaying. You want to release it now?
It's exactly what we need.
Look around you, dear. You got a dead employee, the FBI sees in your file cabinets, and the worst piece of press that this company has ever seen. And with Vincent...
It's not helpful to focus on Vincent right now.
Miranda, you know Emerson and I have long been supporters of your work, and I'm sure presence is incredible.
It is.
I'm sure. We can't wait to try it. That said...
Don't beat around the bush, Kathy.
Okay, honey. Fine. Peter, do you want to take this?
Sure. Sure. Hey, Miranda.
Peter?
When I first invested in Lusum, it was a brand built on organic intelligence and authentic human connection. But in recent months, you have replaced those concepts with something that is less about interpersonal connection and more about, well, you.
What?
Oh, come on. Your face is all over the damn commercials, and when it's not your face, it's your voice. The brand is no longer Lusum. It's Miranda Skull.
I did read the article, and I think it kind of proves the point here. It was a critique on your personality, not the technology itself.
You think I'm the problem?
No one denies you had a strong start to the year, but subscriptions are down.
We had a drop in sales because Vincent was arrested.
Vincent is dead!
What?
You haven't heard?
No, No.
Vincent hung himself in his cell last night. They found him this morning.
No.
I thought you knew. I thought that's what this emergency meeting was about.
I did not.
Well, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you. Vincent's passing is going to transfer a lot of public disfavor on you, and the company can't handle any more bad press.
We think it would be best if you were to step down.
Clear the energy out.
No.
Sorry?
I said fucking no, Peter. I called this meeting to inform you that we are releasing presents today, and I intend to do just that.
Miranda, you're clearly upset.
You just inferred that I needed to be saged out of my own company.
All right, I think we should take a beach.
Sure, Kathy, let's. But you haven't been able to try presents yourself yet, have you?
Well, no.
Did you ask Emerson about his experience with it?
Miranda?
Emerson and Peter got to enjoy it firsthand at Vincent's estate. Isn't that right, gentlemen?
What?
So before we take a beat, would you two like to give us your personal review?
What is she talking about?
Nothing. I have no idea what...
You said you were on the ranch that weekend.
I was. I'd been there for 5 days, sweetheart. You know that.
Miranda, you cannot...
You son of a bitch. You promised you weren't going to do this.
I was not there with all those goddamn freaks.
I will
you know
take...
that.
Everything, on, you pathetic cat. Little...
You can't prove anything.
Oh, I can. I have a witness. Sorry, Peter. Your secrets didn't die with Vincent last night.
You self-righteous little cunt.
Yes, well... This self-righteous little cunt is going to do what she wants with her company, and you are going to fall in line.
Miranda, listen.
It seems like we're not the only ones who want change.
With this, those people are all going to be hurt too.
Like I said, that's up to you. Lean over. It needs to scan you.
No. Is that a fucking taser?
Stop wasting time, Phil.
Okay, okay.
Welcome home, Phil Amell.
Let's go.
You can't come in there with me.
I'm a friend who wants to learn about becoming a tech.
They're never gonna let you up. You don't- Oh! Fuck! Jesus! Fine! Kay, fine!
Francis, Phil, and Angelica are leaving the van.
You have until 10 o'clock.
15 minutes is not enough time to do anything-
Angelica will have a comm. She can decide if you need more time or if you require less. Are you comfortable with that, Beau?
I am, Francis. Stay free, Angelica.
Stay free, Beau.
Miranda's office is on the executive level. You need special clearance.
I go where you go.
Jimmy! Hey!
Phil, you had us all worried. Dominic called...
I'm so sorry. And... I know. I had this nasty-ass flu.
Who's this?
She's a new recruit. Miranda told you that she wanted to see me, right?
Right.
It's because she wants to meet this one. Miranda doesn't want her name on the list because she was manning one of the cars at Vincent's party. She's a witness.
Let me call her.
Jimmy, come on. The FBI just tore through here.
Miranda needs this woman, now. I swear.
Okay. Go.
Thank you.
Jimmy.
Hey, Dom. Phil's back.
What?
She brought someone with her.
We're headed to Miranda's now.
10 minutes.
I need more time.
Speak truth to power.
Executive level.
Hello, hi. Can I help you?
I need to speak with Miranda.
She's on a video call with the board at the moment. What's your name?
Open the door.
Sorry?
Open the door now.
No, I'm not supposed to. This is my first day, and
Miranda!
Hey! I'm gonna call
Fuck!
Everyone, get downstairs, now!
Miranda!
What the hell is going on?
Sorry. I can explain. I'm sorry.
Who
Miranda,
the hell is that?
I can explain, okay? Just give me a minute.
Hi!
No, wait, Miranda! Do not lock her out!
Where have you been?
No!
Angelica!
Hi.
Please, just give me time. Let me talk to her. Do not do anything, please.
9 minutes.
Miranda, listen to me, okay? What I'm about to say to you is going to sound absolutely crazy, but there is a bomb in the parking garage.
What?
There is a bomb. A bomb. Francis is going to blow up the building if you don't listen, if you don't stop this.
Francis?
Yes.
My secretary? What are you fucking talking about?
No, she's not your secretary. She's Shane's mother.
Are you high right now?
No! God, for once in my life, I am not fucking high and this is actually happening. Francis has a group of insane people, including that woman outside, who want to destroy this company and you, and they have a bomb downstairs and they will blow up this building unless you pull the plug.
Oh my God. Oh, Phil.
8 minutes.
Miranda, please, I'm not messing with you, please.
You know, you could have just said no. You really didn't have to make up some sort of story.
Hey! I don't give a fuck if you believe me or not, okay? People are hurt, and they are angry, and if you don't stop, everyone here will die.
Whoa, step back.
Phil!
Drop it.
Yeah, no,
back.
Dominic.
Drop it now.
No, Dominic, wait. Jesus, open the door. Open the door!
Who is she?
She's with Francis.
Francis?
Francis is Shane's mother.
I'll call an ambulance.
5 minutes.
Francis. This is Miranda.
Miss Skull. Has Phil convinced you to stop yet, or are you having a hard time hearing the truth?
What truth?
You have hurt people.
How am I...
And you need to stop.
Miranda, please, just tell her you'll stop.
Everyone wants to take this from me. Vincent, Nick, the board, and now you.
Miranda.
3 minutes.
Francis, listen to me. I'm sorry about your son, and I'm sorry you feel I played a part in his death. I am not a mother, so I cannot imagine the pain you must have felt in losing him. But this company is the closest thing that I will ever have to a family, so I hope you'll understand why I won't let it be taken from me.
Thank you for your apology, Miranda. But you are not forgiven.
No, Francis, no, just give me more time, okay?
Miranda has made her decision.
Miranda, let me into the nest. I can stop
this. No, what?
Lusum is done. Either you unplug it or she blows it or I leak it, but it's done.
No.
I can get you in. Nick gave me access.
Dominic, stop. Stop.
He said
stop
you shouldn't
right
be the
now.
Only
just
one.
Just listen to yourself.
Right.
Dominic, if you do this,
I don't
if,
give a
if...
shit, Miranda. I'm done.
I have a way in.
10 minutes. No more.
Okay, Dominic, listen to me. We need to get everyone out. Now. There's a bomb. There's a bomb
you
in a van in the parking garage. So we need to get everybody out now.
Jimmy, call an evacuation. Oh, everyone, God. Every level.
Yes, sir.
Take the radio.
No. Please, just give me your arm, okay?
No.
Lean on me. Come here. Dominic, get her.
Miranda, come on.
Miranda, we need to leave.
I'm not going anywhere.
You have reached the atrium.
Jimmy!
Hey, are the floors cleared?
We're working on it. Our cops are 4 minutes away.
Watch your legs.
What happened to them?
Get them out to the paramedics. Where are you going?
Take us to the hive.
The hive.
You scared the shit out of me.
It wasn't my choice. I was tied to a fucking chair. And I didn't do that shit with Vincent around Addie. I wouldn't. I went home after she fell asleep.
I know. And I'm sorry. For what I said, it's not true. Being behind cars is the only way that someone...
Shut up.
You have reached the hive.
Why is Will's cube still active? Will! Will!
Yo! Where have you been? We were looking everywhere!
I was fucking kidnapped.
Huh?
Okay, you need to go.
Wait, like kidnapped?
Get out, dipshit!
Okay, Jesus.
Give me your laptop, give me a hard drive, anything.
What?
Anything, just a flash drive,
here,
anything.
Here, go.
Okay, now get outside.
Wait, like outside?
Will!
I don't have my jacket!
Hey, Dominic. I was hoping you'd never have to use this. But here we are.
Okay, I'll see you outside.
I'm not leaving you.
You can't do anything in there. Just go. I'll see you outside.
See you outside.
Francis, I'm in. Francis.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm Amy Chen with the Associated Press. Do you work at Adlusum OI?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell us what is going on?
No, I cannot. Dom! Dom!
Sir, you all right?
Fine. I'm gonna need you to get behind the tape. This way.
There's still people inside. You have to get upstairs. Come on!
We're trying to evacuate everyone as quickly as possible. Now, come on.
There's a woman upstairs. She's locked herself in.
Sir,
she's refusing to come down.
You
have to come upstairs.
Come on. NYPD is doing a sweep. I need you to get behind.
Fine. I'm going.
Okay, everybody. I need you to get.
Jimmy, behind. Those girls okay?
Yeah, they're being checked out. Where's Phil?
She's still in there.
What?
She'll be here. Just give her a minute.
Is that everyone? Building clear? Building clear?
Stop. Get. Stop. Hey. Ow. Just look at your goddamn watch. Hey,
ma'am. Calm down.
Don't fucking man me. Just what time is it?
Phil!
Just somebody tell me the goddamn time.
Phil!
Please?
It's 10:15.
Francis.
Phil.
It's done. I started an upload from the nest. The files are duplicating across multiple services all over the world, but it is massive. Okay? It's gonna take time.
How do I know this is real?
Does anyone around you have a smartphone?
Yes.
Okay, go to the Lusum homepage. Tell me what you see.
Shit.
His picture links to every message that we ever had. Okay, you know that this is real because I will be the first one exposed.
You are forgiven. Stay free.
Rolling.
Hello, I'm Amy Chen, coming to you live just outside of Adlusum OI, where an hour ago, a bomb threat was called into the company's headquarters. The building has been evacuated, and an area 2 square miles around the site has been blocked off, causing havoc across Brooklyn. This marks another massive blow to the company and its taciturn tech mogul, Miranda Skoll. In addition to delaying yesterday's launch of Presence, the forthcoming update, which has been plagued by scandal, her ex-COO, Vincent Lombard, appears to have taken his own life late last night. Lombard was facing charges of sex trafficking and possession of child sexual abuse material. He was found dead in his cell this morning. On the ground here, SWAT teams are still assessing the situation, but for now, things seem to have calmed down.
Gunner!
Amy Chen, signing
off. Hey, did you find the van?
We swept the garage. We haven't found anything yet.
Shit.
I got checkpoints at the intersection, so no one's gonna get far.
What about the tanks? When I was in the van, there were three tanks filled with, I don't know, it must have been gas or something.
Nothing like that. We still gotta clear the rest of the building.
What about Miranda? Is she still inside?
Officers said they didn't find anyone. Just SWAT and bomb squad in there now. You did a good job. Hopefully it's just a scare, but I'm gonna keep my guys here for the rest of the day as a precaution. Why don't you both go home?
I don't understand. Did Frances lie?
I mean, you did what she asked. Maybe she called it off.
Or maybe I just fucked up a bunch of people's lives for nothing.
Phil, you did what anyone else would do in that situation, all right?
You don't see it, do you? She didn't need a bomb to blow up Lusum. She just needed me.
Kara, would you ever meet me offline?
I love you, city girl.
I can pay.
Run away with me.
I want to leave him, but the kids are so young.
He keeps pushing me.
Can you help me find a divorce lawyer?
I'm going to take his hunting rifle.
Kara, can you track his location?
And I'm going to shoot him right in the back.
Tell me what to do.
He goes hunting every Sunday. No one would fucking miss
him. I'm not proud of it.
I want to know what she looks like.
But Kara, I don't think it makes me a bad person, do you?
I can't do this anymore.
Pow!
I'm at my breaking point.
I can pay you whatever you want.
Oh my God, it
feels
so good.
Kara,
it feels so
good. I just want to feel you here.
I want to see
with
your
me.
Face.
Kara.
Kara?
Kara.
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 Kara. Do you think there's life after death? Do you believe in heaven? Do you think my dad's there? If I leave, do you think my mom would ever forgive me? Kara?
Ad Lusum stars Chris Pine as Dominic, Olivia Wilde as Miranda, Troyan Belisario as Phil, with Fiona Shaw as Francis, Will Greenberg as Will, Savvy Monroe as Addison, Clancy Brown as Vincent, Thomas Silcott as Jimmy, Joshua Close as Nick. Additional performances by Lulu Brudd, Brendan Hines, Cheryl Nichols, Aaron Shiver, Bobber Pirzada, Jen Ryder, Robert Baker, Patrick Adams, Amy Kale Peterson, Amanda Walsh, Dan O'Connor, Lillian Bowden, Robert Pine, Elise Levesque, Ali Maki, Shane Coffey, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez, Nick Masu. Written by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Story editor Ian Gottler. Directed by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Executive produced by Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, Ian Gottler, Troyan Belisario, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Produced by Lawrence Zanelli, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, and Nick Panama. Original music by Ian Arbor and Tom Ryan. Edited by Stephen Blevins. Sound design by Dmytro Kinyzhichenko and Noah Kowalski. Mixed by Zach Jurich. Audio engineering by Ben Milchev, Neely Oftring, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Additional editing by Parisa Kazemi. Assistant editor, Aaron Kennedy. Dialogue supervision by Noah Kowalski. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Assistant Director Kelsey Adams. Script Supervisor Beth Ann Morgan. Set Teacher Celeste Armstrong. Production Coordinators Tom Breck and Alex Buda. Salt Head of Creative Jordan Galvin. Salt Head of Post Production Robert Adler. Salt Head of Production Liz LeMay. Salt Post Production Supervisor Ali Honore. Q Code Head of Editing Neely Oftring. Q Code Head of Mixing Ben Melchev. Production Legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production Accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Robert Baker and Xinyin Hu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Ad Lusum is a Q Code, Barry Lyndon Motion Pictures, and SALT production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q Code Media Inc.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind the scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.